The Chicago Sky have been ranked number 12 out of 12 teams in the WNBA in Bleacher Report's post-draft power rankings. We're going to talk a little bit about that and what they're not getting correct about our Chicago Sky. We're also going to go around the W and look at Caitlin Clark's Nike deal. Also, Aja Wilson's new AR shoe as well. We're going to get to all that and more right after this.
Welcome to Chicago Sky Central, and here's your host, Hayes.
What's going on, Sky fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Sky Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Sky related. I'm the host there, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Chicago Sky Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today. And I want to start it off. We're going to go around the W mainly on this episode, but of course, I want to start it with Chicago Sky News. And Bleacher Report has ranked every WNBA team post the draft. And the Chicago Sky ranked at the very bottom of that power ranking. And as a matter of fact, we're going to go ahead and play a clip from their rankings here.
You know, I think we both agreed on this one. We'll go to the bottom, work our way all the way top. I think the Chicago Sky, a lot of movement, a lot of hype, a lot of excitement right now, especially after the draft. You know, this is a franchise that had a complete regime change. New coach with Teresa Witherspoon in the equation. Their need was pretty much everything. They lost Kalia Copper. That was the huge free agency move in the offseason. They added Lindsey Allen, Diamond DeShields, Brianna Turner. It had some, you know, key training camp pieces and players like Kennedy Carter in the draft. They brought in Camilla Cardoso and Angel Reese. Those are the two major pieces in terms of the front court. But Ari, I'm curious your thoughts just about the Chicago Sky, where this franchise currently is. To me, it's a complete overhaul and a complete rebuild. I think we could spend this whole time talking about what we think is wrong with the Sky, what needs to be better with the Sky. But I will say, after last night, I'm excited about just kind of at least some of the rejuvenation of this franchise.
Yeah, I mean, let's be real. We could go a ton of different directions, whether or not we agree with the trade that ended up getting them Angel Reese. Reports were that was the player they had their eyes locked on, and they wanted to make sure no one else got them. I would argue no one else was going to get them. But it's really interesting because when you look at this roster makeup after this year, like a lot of people might say, they got, you know, a lot of bigs, Isabel Harrison, Bree Turner. So you could look at this and go, why are they drafting bigs? They already have bigs on this roster. But when you look at the long term after this season, it's an open book. I mean, so far, Chicago Sky are in a complete rebuild. They've made a lot of, I don't want to say head scratching, just surprising moves this offseason. And I think it's very much so, okay, we need to reset the clock and see what we can do moving forward. Me personally, like, I love to hate. Everyone knows I can be a little bit of a hater. And at first glance, I was like, I don't like this draft for them. But then I start to think about it a little bit more. And what have I been saying? I've been saying that in this draft, I want teams to take a reach, to take a gamble on a player like a Maxwell. And the front court combo of Camilla and Angel is going to be fun. It's going to bring fans to the seats. So for me, it's like, okay, I might not be as hyped on these players as some other people are, but at least they're making moves. They're putting their chips in, and they're not just like, it just frustrates me when teams kind of, you know, go through the motions. You're not going through the motions when you pick these three players in your draft. So I got to be hyped if I'm Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. It's hard to see how far this franchise has come from, you know, winning that championship just a few years ago to now. But, you know, I think when you have a new front office and you've got, you know, a new coach, but I can say, having those two front court pieces and Angel Reese, Cardoso, that's exciting. Those are players that you can build around. And honestly, the biggest thing is, if we're talking about draft a little bit, they'll get an opportunity to play and contribute in their rookie season and have meaningful minutes. A lot of these teams, you know, depending on where they're at in the draft and their positioning, don't have room on their rosters to keep players. And so, but I think in terms of power rankings, complete overhaul, complete rebuild, I think Chicago will struggle to win games this year. I think they'll be in the lottery next year. That's our prediction. All right.
And I wanted to play that clip in its entirety so we got the full concept. While, yes, they are ranking the Sky at the bottom, they were kind of glowing over the parts of the roster, even, you know, saying how it kind of makes sense for the future and them drafting bigs and things like that. But I think they really kind of overlooked some things with the Chicago Sky team. Now, Make no mistake about it. Am I expecting the Chicago Sky, even though they are our team, right? That am I expecting them to be ranked at the top of the WNBA or anything like that? No. You got to go out there and prove it. And the fact of the matter is, the Chicago Sky won 18 games last season out of 40 with a former finals MVP on it. So considering going a full rebuild, there's going to naturally be some doubt on that team. But the fact of the matter is, yeah, you have a new coach in Teresa Weatherspoon here who is going to set a tone. I don't think anybody denies or doubts that. But you still have very good pieces on this team. You have Marina Mabry on this team who was a big acquisition for the Chicago Sky last year and, of course, had to acclimate to being more off the ball, playing a much different role where she was used as a true point guard at times as well. You know, this season it seems like she's going to be able to go to her more natural role, be more of that shooter as well. A career 36% shooter from three, last year shooting 39%, taking almost six threes per game. But you have Marina Mabry. You have Dana Evans, who showed a lot last year, especially her growth as a defender. You got Diamond DeShields, who's a very versatile wing in this game. We're getting Isabel Harrison back from injury, who is a versatile forward as well. You got Elizabeth Williams, who was one of the best defensive players in the game of basketball per plus minus in the way that she impacted the game. And you're adding to that Angel Reese and Camila Cardoso. And so with that said, and I still didn't name all the players, you got Lindsey Allen, who's going to be able to distribute in that as well, right? The Chicago Sky have a roster that is shaped up to be a nice offensive team, but defensively very, very special. And I get it. That's kind of the hardest thing to kind of judge, especially when you're looking at a lot of young players to set that tone defensively. When it comes down to it, you're still looking at Dana Evans, whether she's starting or off the bench to play a big role in setting that defensive tone like she did last year. You're looking at Elizabeth Williams as well, a veteran in this league, but then Camila Cardoso, Angel Reese, right? These are going to be players that really help set the expectations for the Chicago Sky defensively. But then you also have scorers on this team that, well, players that can score. Marina Mabry can score in this league. Diamond DeShields, when fully healthy, can definitely score in this league as well. Brenna Maxwell, who we're not quite sure, she hasn't played at the WNBA level. Seems like the Sky are clearing a spot to make sure she's going to make the roster. But a versatile shooter is in the mid-range in this projects to be that in this league as well. Dana Evans has tremendous upside as a scorer as well. And so while I understand the doubt, just by the nature of being a team that has completely overhauled that roster twice in the last year, I understand the doubt around that team. But to be dead last in the WNBA was just a bit of a shock to me. And, you know, maybe it's a little bit of my homerism, because I can definitely admit that at times I have that. The Sky are my team. That just is what it is. The Sky are my team. I'm as big of a Sky fan as I am a Bulls fan, as I am a Bears fan. I really love this team, truly. And so maybe my judgment is a little bit clouded on that. But I think when you add two pillar pieces to the team in Camila and Angel, right? Keep in mind, had Angel been able to come out of last year's draft, she probably would have been the number one overall pick. And so to add a player like that, and I know there's some doubt around Angel, some of her things got exposed. She had some own personal things going on. And while we did project her here to come off the bench and at least to start her rookie year off, make no mistake about it, she has one of the brightest futures in the WNBA as well. She got some things she needs to work on, as does every rookie who comes into the league, even Caitlin Clark. And so, you know, hearing that the Sky be projected or being power ranked as the bottom of the bottom when it comes to the WNBA teams, here's the thing, and you guys will find this out about me. I know we have a lot of new subscribers to the channel and to the podcast side, but here's what I'll say. One thing you guys will find out about me is I can be a very petty person, and I love coming against the odds, and so keep doubting the Chicago Sky. I welcome it. I hope that every outlet, every professional doubts, you can doubt Camila, you can doubt Angel Reese, you can doubt Marina, you can doubt Dana Evans, doubt everybody, doubt Diamond DeShields' ability to stay healthy, doubt Elizabeth Williams, throw every bit of the doubt you have to the Chicago Sky on us. And hopefully that doubt around there helps build an edge to the team. The one thing you can't take away from any team is the way that they deal with adversity. And if the Chicago Sky come into the season being one of the teams that people will look at is going to be a bottom feeder, even to end that to say, oh, they'll be in the lottery next year. If we are, right? We're a rebuilding team. We'll take that to the chin. But if we aren't, you better watch out, because one thing that the Chicago Sky are going to try to do in this WNBA season that I have no doubts about is try to set a tone defensively. And it's going to be tough. I feel like this is a team that has edge. This is going to be a team that's going to play physical. This is going to be a team. And, oh, one player I forgot as well, Isabel Harrison, who killed it in the Athletes Unlimited tournament and who's coming back from injury and has a lot to prove as well. Listen, we'll be your underdogs. That's fine. You can talk about the Caitlin Clarks. You can talk about the Las Vegas Aces. You can talk about the New York Liberties. They deserve it. They absolutely deserve it. Talk about the Connecticut Sun. But one thing that I guarantee you teams, the players will, and as well as people will start recognizing, it's not going to be candy around here with the Chicago Sky. I can guarantee you that, because the identity that these players and the coach has, right? That's one of the reasons I feel the most, I have the most faith in this team. It's because Coach Spoon is going to have these ladies ready. And you're gonna feel it when you face the Chicago Sky. So keep your doubt coming, Bleacher Report. It's all good. It's cool. I guarantee you the Chicago Sky are going to turn some heads next year, and I can't wait to see it. But with that said, I want to go around the W a little bit just to kind of talk about all WNBA news. So Caitlin Clark's Nike deal has now been revealed. It's a $20 million deal. So shout out to her for being able to get that. It was rumored that it was going to be an eight-figure deal. And I mean, it's so, like, shout out to her for doing that. An eight-year deal worth $28 million is $3.5 million a year. And she hasn't even played her first WNBA game yet. And, you know, the hype around Caitlin Clark is real, right? I don't make no mistake about it. Caitlin Clark has the potential to be one of the best players in the game of in the WNBA. Now, I don't like certain wording that I've seen and stuff, saying that she's already the best player in women's basketball and stuff like that. Hey, listen, not that she is different for any other WNBA player, but I just hope that the media is ready for, and Caitlin is ready as well, because it's not Caitlin's fault, right? This is something that the media is doing. I do hope that she's ready and the media is ready for the attention and the bullseye that they're putting on Caitlin Clark right away and the pressure for her to perform right away. And while there are a lot of new eyes on WNBA fans and things like that, I think that, for people who are thinking that Caitlin Clark's going to come in and just dominate the league right away, I think they're going to be surprised, especially if you're a more casual WNBA fan and you really see how physical these women get and how much pride there is in the game of women's basketball as well. This isn't a league full of people that aren't trying to compete, right? And even she's competed against these ladies at the NCAA level, but it's a lot different when it's professional. And I think, I hope that she is. And Caitlin Clark's an athlete. Caitlin Clark's a competitor. She's going to be ready on the court. But I just hope that the media, with the way that they're so ready to crown Caitlin Clark, and again, her accolades, what she's been able to accomplish, it deserves it. I'm not saying that she hasn't, right? This is not a indictment or a negative against Caitlin Clark. It's just that, and this has nothing to do with the deal. She earned that Nike deal. Go out and get your money, young lady, and I hope this sets a tone for more WNBA players to get shoe deals, and I hope this deal works out great for Nike, and then they're more apt to give more deals to other players as well, because these ladies deserve those endorsements. They deserve to have signature shoes, right? So this isn't anything on that. But when you see things and people name her like the best player in women's basketball already, hey, let's go out there and let her prove it first, right, is all I'm saying with that. But shout out to Caitlin Clark for what she's been able to accomplish before even taking a WNBA game so far. Also, she's already talked about wanting to play on the Olympic team, stuff like that. Shout out to Caitlin Clark. Everything that's coming to her, she's fought for, she's earned for, she's worked on her game, and she's going to have to continue to work and develop it in the WNBA level, because nobody's given nothing to anybody at the WNBA level. With that said, in talking about shoes, Nike released as well a concept art of the prototype of Asia Wilson's Nike shoe. I'm going to put that on the screen somewhere here. And while this is, it's an interesting design. A lot of sneakerheads, the purists as well, kind of are taking umbrage and wondering what it is. It's still in the early design, so this isn't exactly what the shoe is going to look like, but it is an AI-driven design, Nike says this, a new co-creation process between teams of Nike designers and innovators at the brand's elite athletes, showing how the future of the shoe design and development is entering a new era. Now, I'm all for athletes having an input on the design of their shoe. It's your signature shoe. You should have an input on it. But the AI is just really taking over the world. It's taking over rap beefs. It's everything, right? And, you know, the design of the shoe is very interesting, but I thought a lot of that with Yeezy shoes and people wore them. So I think that, you know, if they're functional, that, and, you know, there's some question of how functional is it going to be to actually play in shoes like that. And Victor Wembanyama is also going to be one of the players that are in this AIR design things as well. So his signature shoe should look pretty interesting as well. But look out for that. It's just, I wanted to put it up here. We were talking about sneakers. Asia Wilson is definitely a player that deserves to get that. And I hope the league keep pushing her. She has the attitude. She has the looks. She's competitive, right? She has the edge on the basketball court. Asia Wilson deserves everything as well because she's proven it. And she's on one of the best teams in the WNBA and a team that people are going to be gunning for her as well. Now, with that, last topic around the W before we end this episode is I want to talk about history being made in the WNBA. For the first time in WNBA history, we have three teams that have sold out their season tickets. Atlanta, the Atlanta Dream announced that they sold out theirs. And even in their pre-sale, they had to do something interesting. They had to put on GPS location to make sure that people actually in Georgia got to get tickets. That's how crazy it is. The Dallas Wings also were a team, and they added to Las Vegas Aces, who already earlier announced that they sold out of all their season ticket allotments. Now, selling out of season tickets does not necessarily mean that you're selling out of the arena, right? There's an allotment for season tickets. You still leave some to the general public, but those three teams selling out, shout out to those franchises, man. It's great to see. It's amazing to see, to be quite honest, and it does show the growth of the game as well. And honestly, I'm surprised that other teams haven't as well. So, you know, it's going to be fun. The notice around the league has been amazing right now. And we'll continue to see this grow, man, and how it develops for these teams. I'm honestly surprised the Indiana Fever haven't sold out season tickets yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. And by the way, Chicago, show up, man. Now, I will say this. The Angel Reese and Camila Cardosa jerseys sold out. They even came out with shirts for them, I think, to kind of supplement or satiate people while they're waiting on the jerseys to be restocked. I got my Angel Reese shirt ordered. Y'all make sure, you guys know I'm the merch king. So, you know, when it comes down to it, but this is an exciting time of growth for the WNBA. And I think it's going to put all eyes and focus on Kathy Engelbert and everybody else on how they continue to grow this game. And we know we got an expansion team coming in next year. They're coming in at the right time. That's the same time I believe the CBA is up. So we could see an increase in WNBA contracts on top of everything else. This is going to be one of the more fun times to see how the league really grows and develops over this time. And I, for one, can't wait for it. But you guys can let me know what you guys think on everything down below. Make sure you guys are following the show at Chicago Sky Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, ChicagoSkyCentral@gmail.com. And then lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail so you can get your opinions on the show, because we want to hear from you guys. It, like I said, one of the things about this, we call ourselves the voice of the fans. But one thing that we do differently on our network of shows, we like to have mailbag episodes. We like to hear from the voice of the fans. So make sure whether you text, whether you call, prefer a call so people could actually hear your voice, but text, email, get your thoughts and opinions on this team in, whether you agree, you disagree with me. We'll still play those voicemails and we'll get those on the show. But that's my time for today, guys. Thank you guys so much. And I'll see you guys next time we go to Skytown, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.